items. And does any board member want to take any of the items off the uncontested? I'll ask whether staff wants us to take off any of the items.
No.
Does anyone from the public want us to take off any of the items? Okay, hearing none, I would entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I would give you a motion to adopt the uncontested portion of our agenda.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. With that, I'd like a roll call vote.
Aye.
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 Okay.
Mr. Chair, yeah. I think that there is one person from the public that did want to submit a comment. I don't think it's challenged. It's not taking it off of the uncontested calendar, but they did want to submit a comment. So I apologize
probably
for
should
not.
Well, I understand their dilemma because we don't allow public comments on items on the agenda. Do they have a card filled out? Okay, can you bring me the card and then we'll. Okay, Mike Miles, HRC.
Thank you. Sorry for the confusion there, but it's good.
Well, it's an unusual request, and so.
It wasn't sure whether to do it during public comment at the beginning of the meeting or here, but that's how we did it. So, Chairman and members of the board, just wanted to take this opportunity related to this resolution that you just passed. Just Mike Miles, Humboldt River Company. To just provide a brief update of what HRC has been up to in the Elk River watershed since we last addressed the board there. And I think you may find this interesting, so just a brief update. I guess first and foremost, we submitted the report of waste discharge formally this last month. So that was a big accomplishment for us and to get that in, and that certainly ties into the resolution of moving this thing along. The ROWD has, as you're accustomed to what goes into those ROWDs, it has our management plan, it has our prescriptions for erosion control, which have been supported by 10 plus years of monitoring relative to the effectiveness. It has a growth and yield analysis that takes a look at our at harvest over time, and it looks at 5-year blocks as well as the 20-year blocks. So we have short and long-term analysis, and then the effect of that harvest and subsequent growth and yield on canopy condition, which was something that your staff was interested in and certainly brought forth in the peer review TMDL. So we tried to address that in the revised final submittal. It also has the monitoring and reporting strategy for both informing ourselves as well as staff as we proceed forward. And it also touches on the restoration and stewardship activities that are ongoing in the watershed. So fairly comprehensive. Hope that perhaps you get a chance to look at it. Certainly staff is reviewing it. And it's going right into the discussion that we have right now with the waste discharge requirements, the new waste discharge requirements development that is currently occurring. And so we are hopeful and cautiously optimistic that we're going to get agreement on those WDRs in a timely manner. And the new WDR, I think we've discussed this before, but it's always, I think, worthwhile to keep it in the forefront of people's minds that we're trying to get a WDR that accurately depicts HRC's practices, not the previous landowner's practices, so that's key. It reflects the ROWD's measures for erosion control and addressing sediment concerns. And important to us, and we've talked about this in the past, is that it also has a permitting and enrollment procedure that's consistent and in harmony with the statewide THP review and approval process. So it's efficient, and that's important to us. So there's not a secondary process. I also, just a couple of other things, wanted to bring folks up to speed that we have the Railroad Gulch Effectiveness Monitoring Study Program. This is a multi-year study on the effectiveness of the suite of erosion control measures that we identify in our ROWD. And so it's a study that we're collaborating with HSU on, Dr. Andy Stubblefield, also with CAL FIRE. We're in year two of that study. It's a paired watershed study. And the annual report prepared by Dr. Stubblefield with assistance of our staff will be out next month. So we'll certainly share that with your staff, and that's should be pretty interesting. Also, we continue to work on the Elk River Recovery Assessment with which Cal Trout and your staff is leading. So we're active there, and we're also active in terms of the stewardship program that's just now coming online. So our contributions there are scientific. We're providing data collection. We're doing the we're also on the technical advisory committee. Financially, we're providing financial support for those projects. And we are also have committed to operational efforts to implement once there's pilot projects there. So we have equipment there ready to go. And then perhaps dearest to my heart, because it's actually work in the field, is that we have put in two large wood loading projects into the North Fork Elk. These were done under the Coho Help Act. So they're complex wood structures that are designed to improve both spawning and rearing habitat. And also the monitoring that we're putting in place will address some of the ideas brought forward by your staff relative to how does wood
And sort. Then you're on red line.
I'm wrapping up, yeah. Yep. Sort and how it captures and sediment and sorts it out. And so that's leading into questions that we've had from your staff in the past. So finally, I'll just say that we did provide a letter during the public comment period, kind of captures these comments, a few other thoughts. And as for the resolution, we think it's going to help wrap things up, and we're in support of it. So right. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Any board members have any questions? I just have one from you in very succinct fashion. Can you summarize the aspects of our current timber permitting that are not consistent with CAL FIRE? And if it's going to be a long answer, then I'd request written comment.
But yeah.
Succinctly give us the nub of the issue. I'd appreciate it.
Currently, there's a multi-agency review that your staff participates in leading up to the approval of timber harvest plans. In the past, the waste discharge requirements have asked, subsequent to the approval of the THP and that participation, that your staff has another look at it independently. And that can you know, cost 1, 2, 3 months and sometimes postponement right. of the project.
So basically getting the concerns expressed at that level of the proceeding.
Yeah, when everybody's okay. at the board. Yeah,
I understand the issue.
Yeah, great. Thank you.
Good. Thank you. We're now on action items.
Mr. Chair, can we take a quick break? Before
I have a compelling request to take a quick break by Board Member Norn. So we'll take a 10-minute break.